Yo, what's going on, guys? We back again once again with another episode of the Ram Breakers Podcast. My name is Gavin, but the cool kids call me GT. You already know who I got with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself to that partner.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Spiky Fox, a.k.a. Mr. Ron Will. Mr. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus drive.
My nigga, was that a hiccup?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I hiccuped and burped at the same time.
That shit sound painful.
It was.
Oh, God.
But I powered through it.
Yeah.
Like a motherfucking chain. But yeah, before we start this podcast, thank you all for coming to the podcast. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Most likely go down there in the description box for all our social media garbage. Follow everything, like everything, suck everything. Just get down there.
Goddamn minute.
And if you ain't subscribed, hit that subscribe button, because if you do, it does like a little animation with confetti and shit. It comes out. It's pretty freaking nice. But yeah, do that. Hit the do that. Comment. If you see this, if you made it to this far, put a chicken in the comments. I don't care what emojis. Put a chicken emoji, a leg, whatever. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and get started with my weekly thing, Ron Wilson, before celebrity bus driver.
Before you say any goddamn thing, can't be rude to these people.
What?
Happy New Year. This is the first Ram Breakers 2024 podcast, okay?
Oh, yeah, first episode of the new year. What's good, everybody?
Yeah, episode of the new year. We made it, y'all.
Yeah. I know half y'all beat the fuck up, battered, bruised, mentally, physically scarred, but you got here.
Don't you dare give up on us.
Yeah.
Cause we ain't giving up on y'all.
Yeah. I don't need nobody dying on me.
But now we can go ahead and hit it up. You already know, man, how we started off with Ron Wilson. Random question of the week.
Yeah, anyway. All right, y'all. We go today's random question is, what helped you stay a kid at heart? What helped you stay here? What helped you not conform? I go first. Not giving a damn.
Okay.
I'll elaborate. All right, so basically, we grew up, we black kids, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, if you're a black man and you didn't conform, you know, the classic things that they wanted us to be growing up, whether it was wanted us to be in the military, wanted us to play sports, you know, they wanted us to do something with your body, do something. Where you're running around hitting stuff or whatever, right? And I always felt like your parents just wanted you to go to military or play sports so you can get famous and then they can mooch off you. But hey, that's neither here nor there. But it's got some truth to that. But
there is some truth to that.
But it's neither here nor there. But my family, relatively, you know, I did some of those things. You know, I played sports growing up. I played I never went to the military. I ain't never do no military type stuff, and I never will. But not shaming nobody who is. Thank you for your service. But yeah, like that ain't for me. I got bad back, bad knees, bad feet. I ain't doing it. But I don't know. It my family, they always wanted me to, at a certain age, when I got to a certain age, you know, the whole gaming and like anime, you know, type stuff, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. They wanted me to stop. Like, we always thought I would just naturally grow out of stuff. But I don't know, man. This stuff just made me happy. And I'm not gonna be like some weirdos where it's just gonna be like, hey, yo, the only reason you like that stuff is because it's tied to something else that happened to you when you were a kid. It's like, well, no.
So the fuck what? And like, even if it is, so what?
And like to a degree, it's like, yeah, maybe, but it's like, yeah, I can still get over, and then when I get over it or whatever, I'm still gonna like this stuff because it makes you happy. And then I was asking my folks, like, well, guess what? I'm not hurting nobody. Like, I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not out in the streets doing a bunch of dumb shit all the other boys is doing. So it's like, I'm in the house. I'm not getting in trouble in school every day. I'm not making your life any goddamn worse. I ain't in jail nowhere. I ain't got a bunch of baby mamas walking around at 15. So it's like, what am I really doing wrong?
Nothing. That's the thing about, okay, so the thing about me is, and me, you know, I mean, your question on how you saying, like, how is that we stay a kid at heart? Well, first and foremost, the first thing you don't do is don't fall into the stereotype. That's kind of first thing I did. Don't fall into the stereotype. Because here's my thing. And shout out to Mom Dukes. I always show love and support for my mom whenever I can. Shout out to my mom for this. My mom wanted me to do these things. She wanted me to play video games. She wanted me to, you know, nerd out and things of that nature. And she dared anybody to say something to make me feel bad about it. Because of the simple fact being is that, yes, I wasn't hurting anyone. I wasn't out and about. I wasn't doing stupid shit. I wasn't trying to impress anybody with anything that I was doing. I literally just was me. I was me. That's the thing. I was me. And the thing about that is, about me being me, is the whole situation of, what's the best way to put it? Basically, me being me is basically like the entire situation of how I can't really find the words to express it. But me being me is what kept my inner child going, what kept me to continue doing things that I'm doing. But I'm just
not
doing
giving
it,
a damn.
Right, but I'm just doing it in a adult manner. And what I mean by that is, first and foremost, when we were kids, we probably got upset, we probably got pissed off and things of that nature, some of the most minuscule shit. But now that we're older and now we see the bigger picture, the bigger spectrum of things, we're like, eh. And we don't like play games for, like, you know, here's the thing. We went from playing games for entertainment, from surely just solely entertainment, to literal stress relief. I mean, it's still entertaining, but it relieves our stress, because when we were a kid, we had little to no responsibilities. So we were playing video games and watching anime and doing all the nerd shit for solely entertainment. Now that we grown up and we got responsibilities attached to what the hell we got going on, we are still hanging on to that inner child doing things that we do, except it's not just entertainment anymore. It's stress relief. It relieves stress. It keeps us from going up over somebody's head.
Especially when you get making like those big accomplishments in games.
Right. Like, when you make a big accomplishment in games, literally.
And like, especially emotions can help you, whatever. Because if I come home and I'm mad, man, I hop on a fighting game, I hop online, everybody getting their ass because you extremely focused.
I hop on the hack and slash game and just start killing motherfuckers. pretty soon before I know, not it's just me, because I like playing stuff like Dynasty Wars and stuff like that. Basically, when it comes to me doing these things and stuff like that, I honestly see myself doing. Because I remember one time I came home mad as hell. I put in Dynasty Wars Empire. All of a sudden, I realized I done ruled all of China.
Man, I just don't understand, like, me liking the things that I like and kept doing the things that I do. Like, in a way, it kind of kept you innocent, you know, in a way. I'm not saying 100%, but in a way, it kind of kept me innocent, and it kind of kept me, like, to a degree, kind of level-headed. And my folks, like, just wanted me to really get out of that stuff. Like, really stop watching this or watching that, or start watching real people on the TV. I'm like, no, that stuff is boring. I don't want to watch real people. I see real people every day. I see you motherfuckers every day. So it was always like that. You know, I just, you know, my folks did try to get me into a lot of other extracurricular activities, but then my mom saw how like a lot of that stuff made me so unhappy, like made me that kind of unhappy, you know. And it was kind of, it was like I stayed, even though I did try to, I stayed a kid at heart, because I had a lot of friends who I would go to their house, we play video games, we would bond over that type of stuff. And but when I got home, you know, I couldn't do that because ain't nobody in the house trying to hear that, you know. And you get the whole thing of, are you watching all this demonic stuff? Or I literally, like you say, oh, you in the dark watching all this anime, don't become a serial killer when you grow up. Like it was real discouraging. And it used to be like really like, damn, I can't, if I ain't sitting here watching those sports, or if I ain't going outside. I mean, I used to go outside all the time, play with my friends. When we got back in the house, we get something to eat, but we gonna sit here and play the game because we can't be outside at night for a long ass time. So hey, let's get here and do this. It's like I never understood like what was like the huge problem. And it was always to this day, even though anime and gaming is a lot more, and streaming and stuff, and just nerd type stuff more is a lot more accepted. It's a lot more accepted. But at the same time, kids still get bullied for liking anime. Kids still get bullied for playing video games. Like adults, there will always be those people who will look at what you do as hobbies and think it's weird. Those people will always exist. There are things in the world where even though some things may be more accepted or things will die down, those things will always exist because people are people. People always exist.
Yeah, people shall always people.
Yeah, exactly. I remember like when Endgame was coming out, when Infinity War and Endgame was coming out, and yeah, all those people, there were people saying stuff like, man, all y'all lame for like wait for these freaking movies or whatever to come out. You watch a movie about superheroes. That's so lame. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that, but yeah, we really, like, cause here's the thing though. So you criticizing me for waiting on a movie, you don't want us to criticize you while you watching big ass, big meaty men tackling each other over some pig skin for an entire season.
Well, it ain't number modern day Coliseums.
Exactly. So what?
But to a lot of people, that's considered normal, and also considered like an adult thing.
But it's not in a, bro, I need people to understand something.
It is not necessarily something that's made for kids, even though kids can like it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I need people to understand something, bro. Gaming and anime literally go hand in hand. They're for everybody. Gaming isn't just for children, and anime ain't just for kids.
Because exactly. Here's the thing. You got ratings. That's what right. Why you, we have. Right. That's why you have the T for teen, M for mature, you know, E for everyone. Like,
yeah, you got the ESRB ratings. That's the thing. You got the ESRB ratings. You got the ESRB ratings for games, and you got the genres for anime and shows. But of course, people like that are still going to exist. And yes, it don't make no damn sense. I agree. It don't make no sense.
Even when you show them you could take someone who doesn't like anime, doesn't like video games, you could take them to a convention, or you could take them to a fighting game tournament or something like that. Like you could take them to that type of stuff, and they'll hate on everything because they think it's all childish. They think it's like, why are you bringing your kids to this? Or it's like y'all grown adults. That's one line. Like, you know how the like buzzwords that people always say now? Like, that's one buzz sentence that's just like, y'all are grown adults. Why y'all still like, why do y'all at this big age, y'all grown adults? I hate when people say that. It's so played out now.
I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, here's the thing, because first and foremost, and yes, this is me being real with it, there are older folks than me that play video games, that watch anime, that stream and make money off of that shit. Because here's the thing though, Because the main thing that most of our parents had a problem with when it came to us playing games and watching anime, because remember, we come from that time. Mm-hmm. You can't make money off of that. So why you like it so much type of deal? You can't make money off of that. You can make money off of it now. You just need to find your niche, motherfucker.
Or that whole thing of, hey, when you leave school, you need to learn mental math because you're never you won't always have a calculator in your pocket.
First and foremost, dog.
You never heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yes, I heard that. I heard that before. That whole
all the math teachers would tell us that.
You want to know something funny? In college, and I shit you not, I was taking a math class, and my math teacher was real. She said, "You will not remember this. I just need you to remember it now so you can get out this class." I was like, you know what?
I wish I had more teachers like that.
She literally said, "You probably ain't gonna need this when you get out, but I'm gonna need you to know it now so you can get out of this class." I said, you know what? I fucks with that. I like that. I like that whole situation.
A lot of our teachers talk shit to us.
But remember, I said this when I was in college. So I didn't go to college. I was like in my mid-20s.
Yeah, I would say school in general. We all a lot of times we always had those teachers that would just talk shit to us.
Oh, most definitely. Probably because the thing about it is so here's the thing. You can tell the difference of a teacher who is there for the experience or who is there for the paycheck. Who's there for the experience or who's there for a paycheck. The ones who are there for a paycheck, they ain't gonna give a fuck about you. They just want to get that day over with so they can go home and do fuck all. Whereas you got these teachers who actually sees a student struggling and wants to help the student get to a certain goal, where they need to be. Exactly. Like real talk, there are teachers who you there for a paycheck. You there for the experience. The teachers who are there for the experience, those are the ones you need to keep in touch with when you graduate. The ones after a paycheck, they ain't gonna want shit to do with you. Now mind you, yes, me being the adult now, I got that mindset of, motherfucker, as soon as it's time to clock out, don't ask me shit about work.
Yeah.
I'm at home, nigga. Right, exactly. Don't ask me nothing about look, unless you are a select few people, don't ask me about work. Don't you ask me shit about work, motherfucker. I don't want to talk about work. I'm at home now. I done clocked out. I'm on the video game. Don't ask me nothing about that. But yeah, damn, we literally went to a whole ramble. But
at the end of the day, the things that we like as kids, just because you grow up to a certain age doesn't mean you have to let go of all the things that you loved as a kid. So it's like, just because you grow up doesn't mean you lose every, you're going to lose things that you love as a kid. It doesn't mean you have to let that stuff go. I mean, as long as you're not letting it really interfere with your regular life, then yeah, I like anime and everything, but you wouldn't even know unless you talked to me about it or asked me about it. Or maybe I'm wearing a certain hoodie or t-shirt or whatever, right? But stop trying to make everything about something super fucking deep. It's like, oh, you like games because you say, oh, you only like video games or whatever because that's the only accomplishment you feel in your life. And they make this shit so sad and so fucked up and bad.
They want to make you feel little. And here's another thing, and I learned this in psychology. Most of the people who wants to make you feel like that, they probably have that same sentiment. They're just mad because you were brave and confident enough to show off the fact that you like it. So they want you to feel bad for it because they can't do it.
Yeah.
Like real talk. Because the thing about it is, now that anime is so big and popular now, you starting to see fans come out the woodworks. The same motherfuckers who bullied you for the shit that you doing, now they want, now they're watching it. But then they want to sit up and say, oh no, I've always been a fan. No, you haven't. But
That's a whole different topic, but
right,
say that, we'll say that for another day.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, we kept our kids at heart, because this world is so fucked up. This world will turn you into something that you never thought you'd turn into.
Basically,
this world make you cold. This world make you desensitized. Because think about it, bro. Like, there's so many bad things that happen on the daily that, bro, we are so desensitized. So we're so used to all this stuff happening that we get out, we might be like, God damn, but like outraged, we might get surprised, but it's like, it's gotten to a point where it's just like same shit, different day.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but at the end of the day, keep your kid at heart. Don't let them die. Don't let it get to a point where it's like detrimental to you when you don't handle your regular adult responsibilities, because there is a bad side to it. But at the same time, as long as you don't let that bad side completely take over, man, keep doing what you're doing. I don't care. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep your hobbies. Keep your stuff. You ain't hurt nobody. As long as you ain't hurt nobody. As long as you ain't hurt yourself.
Yeah. Now, before we move on to like my three random facts, I also want to say this right here. Find a hobby. It doesn't have to necessarily be attached to your childhood, or it doesn't have to be attached to something you did as a child. But find your hobby so that way you can keep your mental health in check.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. Because if you don't have and look, I'm using Sims logic. That's right. I'm using Sims logic. In the Sims game, everybody has an inspiration. They are inspired to do something. But in order for that character to do something, they have to do things to gain the knowledge to do what they need to do. Prime example, let's say your character wants to be a stand-up comedian. What you got to do? You got to write jokes. You got to write routines. You got to practice. And that is exactly what your Sim does. And the more you do it, the better you get. And another thing is, your Sim can literally sit up here and say, I don't like this. Because think about it is, you could probably have a Sim on a computer game. Pretty soon a notification is going to come up. Your Sim is not enjoying himself. Okay, let's see if we can find something else. And like, real talk, like fitness. Like fitness, construction, all of that stuff can be put on a Sim. You can teach a Sim something, like, real talk. And one thing that a Sim has is called entertainment. Don't let that entertainment go to zero. You have to make sure that Sim is doing what they're inspiring to do. Like, let's say this Sim like fitness. You gotta take that motherfucker to the gym. Or buy some stuff where they can work out at home. Let's say your person want to be a bartender. Practice mixing drinks. You want to be a stand-up comedian, do the comedian. You want to be a gamer, game. Get your technology shit going. You want to be a hacker, practice on your computer. It's all like real talk. That's literally, I'm not, okay. Hacking isn't necessarily bad, just depends on what you use it for. But regardless, yeah. but regardless, you want to be a hacker, you practice on the computer. It's that fucking simple. And that's and all honesty and fairness, that's how I ended up playing the Sims like how I did. And the more I see it, the more I'm realizing, damn, maybe this can help a lot of people. Find out what you love, work towards that shit, work around the factions of that shit, and I promise you'll have a better walk of life. Believe me, you will have a better walk of life. But that's all I really gotta say. Find a hobby that can entertain you. And if you have a hectic work schedule, choose 2 days. 2 days out the week to just do everything that you love to do. Whether it's you staying at home or you going somewhere, do that so you can keep your mental health in check.
Especially that.
Right. Okay. So.
Woo. But all right, y'all. We gonna jump to my boys three random facts.
Yep, my three random facts. Okay, so for those y'all do not know, for those y'all who are new here, I am a person who do three random facts. I come up with three random facts, three random nerd facts. The first fact. In fact, the first fact is about this little, it is about this baby right here. Your PS5 controller. You feel the material on the back of your controller? Feels interesting. It feels interesting, don't it? Well, the fun fact about your PS5 controller is, if you get a magnifying glass and you zoom in close enough on the back of your PS5, there are literally nothing but the buttons on the back of your PS5 controller. The square, the triangle, the circle, and the X's. All on the back of your PS5 controller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next fact is about Bleach. You know, we talk about Bleach on here. We talk about it very fondly. Bleach got its name for two reasons. Because Bleach removes stains, like how Soul Reapers remove hollows. And because it's named after a Nirvana album, which is Kubo's favorite.
Oh, he likes Nirvana?
He likes Nirvana.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And now the third one, which is really interesting. There was a time in Japan where E.T., the extraterrestrial movie, was the most popular movie, and it was going on since 1982 until a Studio Ghibli movie was made in 1997 and beat it by 11.3 billion yen. And the Studio Ghibli movie that beat E.T., the extraterrestrial movie, was Princess Mononoke.
Damn, the princess beat the alien?
The princess beat the alien in basically grossing funds for the movie coming out. And remember, this was going on. E.T. had that spot since 1982.
It was an 80s movie.
Yeah. E.T. was an 80s movie. But remember, 1982, meaning it was on top in Japan until 1997. Until 1997. Damn. I think that's almost like 15 years. That's 15 years that E.T. has been on the top. And then Princess Mononoke came out and crushed it. And as soon as Princess Mononoke came out, it was beaten by Titanic.
What?
Yes.
Out of all movies.
In Japan.
In Japan. Out of all movies. Fuck, a boat beat her.
Yeah. But
ugly ass boat.
Right. Yeah, but those are my three random facts, guys. So let's go ahead and move on to the first JoJo. We're gonna move on
to JoJo part one, which is, what anime military would you join if it really existed?
I'm gonna be fucked for real with you, not none. I wouldn't join the anime military. I mean, hey, shout out to you, my dude. But most military regular niggas don't last.
I think only military I would join in anime, maybe I would join the Amestris military for Fullmetal Alchemist. But
bro, do you know you're responsible for blowing up Scar's people?
I want to be at Fort Briggs.
When you join that military, you are Scar's public enemy number one.
Look, as long as I ain't no powerful nigga,
that don't mean nothing. You are part of the army. It was your fault.
Hey. No, it wasn't. It was Envy's fault.
No, it was your fault.
It was Envy who shot a child in the head and started it.
And you took away Yang's old man security guard. Fuck you.
What?
You took away Yang's old man security guard. Fuck you.
No, I did.
Yes, he did.
I did.
You were a part of it.
Oh, I was.
When you are a part of that shit, you gotta give in to those sins, my dude.
Yeah, you're right. But still,
I'm not joining no military.
I'll be a state alchemist.
You want to be a state alchemist? Okay, cool. Because the thing about it is,
I for damn sure ain't joining no military in the fucking Gundam series.
Let me tell you something, dog.
I ain't trying to be none of them niggas.
Bro, it don't matter what military you join. You guilty for something. That's kind of thing. It don't matter what military you join. Whether you join the good side or the bad side, you guilty for something.
Yeah.
And that's why I fucks with Gundam so much. Because of the fact of, bro,
they acknowledge it.
Right. Yeah, they acknowledge it. The fact that, bro, you are responsible for half of a meteor falling on the earth. You couldn't save us. Why couldn't you save us? We thought you were the good guys. I tried pushing that bitch, but you did it alone.
Wait, when did that happen?
Gundam Seed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, Gundam they Seed. Failed?
Okay, so I wouldn't necessarily say it failed, but like they shot some of it off, but most of it still fell to the earth.
Most of it still fell to the earth.
Like real talk. Because here's the thing, in Gundam, it don't matter what military you join, you have to carry a burden for something.
Yeah, somebody hate your ass.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't want to be no. Even military code Geass, I want to join them, nigga. Nah.
I wouldn't join the Nightmares, and I damn sure wouldn't join the Britannian Army. You got me fucked up. I am not joining the Black Knights, and I'm not joining the Britannian Army. Absolutely not. Lloyd ain't about to experiment on me, nigga. And Lelouch ain't about to condescend me. You, whatever your name is, get in the Nightmare. Man, fuck you, dog.
he just gonna look at your ass.
Oh, no. I know
what you got
going on. I gotta make direct eye contact before you even throw some control at me, motherfucker.
Don't he get to a point where he don't have to do that?
No, you have to make direct eye contact with
him. Okay, because I know there's different Geasses and different Geasses.
There are different Geasses, but each Geass has a different ability.
Yeah, because remember one guy can stop time or some shit.
That was Rolo. Rolo who could stop time. But every time he stopped time, his heart would stop.
That's fucked up. That'd be stupid as shit. Be like, oh, I'm gonna stop time, but every time I stop time, my heart stops. Yeah, that's dumb. It's like, what kind of casualty is that?
Rolo was obsolete. He was created.
I know. It's still stupid. But how about? I mean, would you be a ninja, Naruto?
No.
Cause that's still considered like a military.
Madara ain't beating my ass.
Army Black Ops?
No.
They won majority of that shit in what shit though. Anyway.
Answering the Donzo, kiss my ass. I'm not answering the Donzo.
How about Lady Tsunade?
No.
Cause you know, he wouldn't even Hokage that long. Well, he was a shadow Hokage.
Gonzo was not no damn shadow Hokage.
He shot Hokage to the third.
The funny thing, Donzo was not okay. If he was shadow Hokage, that mean he was taking control of the Anbus.
Yeah, he was.
Nah, I'm good. I'm not answering.
He the one that sent Itachi and goddamn Shisui off.
I know.
But
I like how you still trying to think of these military. I'm not joining anything.
I'm trying to think of some other militaries.
I'm going to tell you something. Look. Soul listen. Eater? What?
Soul Eater had a military?
No. I don't feel like dealing with Arachnia, and I don't feel like dealing with Medusa. Listen, dog.
As a joke, I would join Red Ribbon. As a joke.
The fuck your name gonna be, Mr. Nigga?
Nah. It'd be Mr. Black Licorice.
There is a Mr. Black. You only gotta go by colors, player. There is a Mr. Black.
But yeah.
You know talking about some damn military.
How about the Fire Force?
Fire Force? Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm. First and foremost, it's the
Marines?
No! You better have Luffy whoop my ass. I ain't got to be responsible for looking at Akainu. He killed Ace. Yep.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. It's shit like that that literally made Kuzan Aokiji leave. He like, nah, dog, I'm through.
fuck out the way.
Mm-hmm. Like, no. I mean, you still trying to think of things, bro, no matter what you tell me, I'm not joining anything.
For Sengoku Basara?
No! No, fuck! That shit's pretty to watch, not to be a part of. And besides, I'm a regular dude.
Go to this side.
Don't mean shit.
Ooh. Frieza Force.
Get out. Just because I say his name wrong, I get blasted, motherfucker. No. Yes, Lord Frieza. What did you call me?
My bad, sir. I'm a little sick. My throat hurting. Frieza.
Too late, nigga. Like, he kill you on the spot.
Or he probably shoot me in the knee. Like, don't let it happen again.
No, yes, you know Frieza ain't going to do that.
Hey.
No, he ain't. Hey. Ain't nothing. No, Saiyans? He ain't. Hell no! We dead! What you talking about? We are dead!
I'm a Namekian, so y'all
you can be a Namekian. Y'all ain't got no army. Y'all mostly farm people.
I mean, like, they all know how to fight, though.
I know, but still, y'all mostly farm people.
Yeah, spirituality, monks.
Mm-hmm.
But, shit, what's one more? We'll do one more on my body. One more.
I'm not joining no damn military. I ain't joining no type of anime military, dog. Fuck that. You like what I said? This shit pretty to look at, not be a part of. What the fuck?
Shit, I'll join Team Daigerin all day.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's too much responsibility.
Why?
The universe.
Oh, give a damn.
The multiverse.
We are spirals. We can do this.
That's what's up. I'm glad y'all got spirals. I will be looking from somewhere. I'm not joining no military, though. I ain't joining no type of anime.
You
want to
be Soul Reapers?
Damn! Do you see what's going on in Thousand-Year Blood War right now, Debbie? Hey. Do you see what's going on?
I was there. I mean, I ain't a Soul Reaper. I'm a damn Arrancar. How you think I feel?
Hey, you're fucked.
they taking my niggas and converting them and turning them into Quincy's, and now they forget that they're in the wrong car.
Mm-hmm.
My homeboy got pissed off when he said, "You go, are you in the wrong car?" And they got pissed. He was like, "I don't fucking the wrong car, bitch. You got the shit on your face. The fuck? So you got a whole bad eye part on the bad side. What are you talking about?
Man, look."
Get off my bed.
I don't know who you are, but you didn't get off my bed.
Came to my house. Like, you the fuck and stand on my bed talking shit. You Ichigo,
yo, Ichigo Kurosaki, right? I don't know who you are, but you better get off my bed. I ain't joining. Listen, I'm sorry. I love Soul Reapers. I do. All this shit that's going on in Thousand Year Blood War, I'm good. I'm good, fam. You coming up with all these things, and I'm about to say, ooh, maybe. No. Hell no. Ooh,
maybe.
No.
All right. we know his answer, y'all. We're going to move on to JoJo Part 2, which is, what anime do you think will be vastly different if certain decisions weren't made? How about you go? I'll let you go first. Come on. Go ahead and let's go ahead and rattle the multiverse right now.
Shake. Okay. What if Yuji never ate the fingers?
A lot of shit wouldn't happen.
The Shibuya incident wouldn't happen. It just would go completely different.
Because Sukuna wouldn't be that damn powerful because they don't, because they forced Yuji to eat a shit to a bunch of more fingers.
And they don't know. And the thing about it is, if Yuji never devoured a finger, they would never know who could be capable enough to hold Sukuna.
Yeah.
So, there.
What if Mace Hughes? What if Mace Hughes didn't leave the place that night, but he didn't leave base?
Oh, you basically saying what if Mace Hughes didn't die?
Yeah.
Well, Roy Mustang wouldn't be as pissed.
Yeah. Also, homegirl wouldn't have got framed.
That too. And we would have never gotten that sad part where his daughter was like, why are they putting dirt on my daddy?
He got me. That shit fuck with me, man.
For real. I mean, he's like, no, tell him to stop doing that. He has to work tomorrow.
There's my dad guy. He's like, don't put dirt on daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody will hold him back except for goddamn Bradley. He was like, I want to kill that little girl. I'm like, you ain't go, what? Oh my god damn.
What if Ed and Al never used alchemy to try and bring their mom back? Or what if Ed and Al used alchemy and succeeded?
Someone brought mom back to life, yep, and never lost their bodies.
Yep.
I feel like they still would have lost some parts of their body.
Yeah, they still would have lost. Yeah. Okay. Basically, let's put it like this. Ed already gave up his leg to try to get his mom back.
Well, he gave up his arm and leg to get Al back.
Yeah, he gave up his arm and leg to get Al back and things of that nature. But yeah, I still say, what if they use alchemy to success? Okay. Ooh, now what if this was interesting? Let's say Ed did lose Al, but he got his mom back, and now him and his mom are trying to find out on how to get Al back.
That'd be dope.
Right?
But also, let's go further. What if he did bring his mom back, but she came back as a homunculus?
That what happened like, in the OG? Just,
yeah, no, that's what happened in the original one.
Yeah, that's.
I gotta watch that again because I'll try to. I want to see how they felt about that.
Right.
Because they brought their mom's body back, but it was a different soul.
She could use water.
Yeah. What sin was she?
I forgot.
But yeah. Shit. What if Goku didn't die when they killed Raditz?
I mean, I'm be real with you. Piccolo probably would still be evil, or he would probably kill Goku while he was down.
Maybe because
it was Gohan who softened Piccolo.
Yeah, because then you wouldn't have got the Gohan training with Piccolo thing,
right?
But yeah, and then that's what you know softened up Piccolo. Mm-hmm. Still made him stronger, but it softened him up. But then Goku would have been there to like they would all still like trained up.
I don't believe that because remember, Piccolo was dead set on killing Goku when he did that special Bean Cannon.
Yeah, but at the same time. I don't think he would kill Goku because before they beat Raditz, he said that there are two more Saiyans headed here. And then Piccolo would be like, well, if I do kill Goku, that's one less person to help fight them. Like, he still want to kill Goku. It's just same time, it's like, that's one less person to actually help out fight them because Raditz did say that Vegeta and Nappa are stronger than him and they're going to be here in 3 years.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So, so if Goku didn't die, there's a possibility that Goku and Piccolo could have been training Gohan.
Yeah, but I feel like Goku wouldn't be as strong. But you remember he learned Kaioken and the Spirit Bomb.
Oh, yeah. And that might be bad.
Yeah. He learned Kaioken and Spirit Bomb from King Kai.
Well, yeah, there's that. But then again, the whole near-death thing with Goku... And him being a Saiyan, his shit like increases tenfold.
Yeah, I also feel like maybe
I feel like Tien, Chiaotzu, and goddamn, well, Tien, Chiaotzu, and Yamcha wouldn't have died. If Goku was there.
If you want my honest opinion, I would still disagree on that, because remember, you said Goku wasn't going to be as strong. So it looks like his death was more of a benefit than a loss. Cause he got otherworldly training, and he beat Nappa with the quickness.
Yeah. He one shot Nappa.
Right, exactly.
But then, you know, but also if they never kill, if those three didn't die and they still beat Nappa and Vegeta, then that would cause a bunch of shit. Cause then, you know, Namek will be in shambles. Namek will be in shambles, and then because Frieza was going to Namek, and there would have been nobody to stop them.
That is true. And Frieza would have wished for immortality.
But at the same time, he killed all the freaking Namekians, and he didn't know that you needed Namekian to use the Namekian Dragon Ball.
That is true. That is also true.
So he probably wouldn't get immortality, and he probably would get pissed off, blow the planet up, and leave.
And I don't know how the hell Frieza gonna find more Dragon Balls or gift immortality, but then again, unless Frieza heads to Earth,
and then they're not gonna know who the nigga is, and they're not gonna be strong enough to beat him.
Exactly my point. But now that also raises another question. Could there possibly be a chance that when Goku is there and he fights Nappa and Raditz, Nappa and Vegeta lives?
Yeah. But then remember, Nappa and Vegeta, well, Vegeta left Earth after they beat him. So Nappa will probably follow suit.
No, because I feel like Vegeta be like, no, you stay here.
Yeah, because the thing about it is, I feel like Vegeta would still probably kill Nappa.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Because remember, Goku broke his back, so he couldn't walk.
Right.
Damn.
But remember, Goku did that through Kaioken. Goku doesn't know Kaioken here. Now, here's my thing. Now, yes, I may not be a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z like this man, but I've always had this inkling of how I wished Dragon Ball would have went in its entirety. Because apparently there is somewhere, I think one of the editors or something, they are now declaring GT is canon.
No, that was debunked.
Oh, it was debunked. Cool. Well, never mind. Fuck it. Anywho, so basically what I said was this: the landscape of how Dragon Ball would go. Dragon Ball would talk about Goku and his adventures. Dragon Ball Z would slowly wean off of Goku and go to Gohan.
But still keep him relevant.
Yeah, but still keep him relevant. Like, let Goku be like a mentor to Gohan in anything. And then, in Dragon Ball Super, we're going to wean off of Gohan and we're going to talk about the adventures of Goten and Trunks. And then we're going to wean off of, and yes, I'm going to count GT. We're going to wean off of Goten and Trunks slowly, and we're going to do Oob and Pain.
And Bulla.
So
Bulla's in Super now.
Yeah. So, and Pain's baby too. I was saying like in GT.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying like in GT. Make the story about them.
Yeah. Only difference would be Ooh will be the oldest, and then it's Pan, and then it's Bulla. Mm-hmm. Because the difference wasn't GT, it was Ooh, then Bulla, then Pan.
Mm-hmm.
But Well, yeah, I definitely can see Bulla being trained up and knowing how to fight whatever, because she's half Saiyan. Look at who her fucking father is.
Right.
He might exactly. be a, he might be a little bit more lenient on her, but at the same time, she's still like a Saiyan baby, half Saiyan baby.
Right, exactly. I mean, right, exactly. I mean this is why I say, is like I would say, I'm not a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z. I'm not. Okay? I'm not. But if I would have to write it, I would write it in the form of just having it generation to generation to generation. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because I'm such a huge fan of JoJo, and JoJo kind of does it somewhat right.
Yeah, I would like that, but at the same time, kind of.
I'm not saying completely write Goku off. I'm just
I'm saying like a Boruto thing, where it's like the adults are all the in a sense, like all the adults are still here and they're still doing stuff, because like Naruto and Sasuke are vastly, you know, used in Boruto. Not right now, but they were vastly used, and they were still doing stuff and still having big ass fights and stuff. So it's like, You can still have Goku and Vegeta come in and do stuff, and then Gohan, you know, comes in, does the final blow, you know. Same thing with Goten and Trunks, because Goten really is a character that's kind of a wasted character, has really no substance. He's always just wrote as a sidekick to Trunks.
Yeah, but just think of the dynamic and how Super would be, where we are literally talking about the story of Goten and Trunks and them growing up together and facing like odds and stuff like that, because I feel like Super should go on to the point where they're like teens.
Yeah, because right, like, because currently right now they are like teenagers, and they have their own manga series where, like, just talking about them, like, it's a prequel series before the Super movie. So it's like they became superheroes like Gohan did. So, like, that was cool.
Oh, and another thing, if I were to write that shit, I would cut that whole Great Saiyan shit out. I mean, I don't find it ridiculous. I'm just saying, like, okay, I get it. Japan, Tokusatsu, I got you. But get it out of here for right now.
But it was Gohan's way of
hiding himself and not...
Well, keeping up with, like, his training, but also hiding it from Chi-Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she was like, you ain't doing none of that fighting shit.
Right. Except,
yeah. So it was like his way of, like, still, like, training, keeping his body up, but, like, hiding it from his mom, because, you know, his mom wouldn't let him do it.
This went from...
But, yeah, what's... Ooh. What if All Might didn't give his power to Deku?
Then I guess we need to go ahead and go with the original idea and give his power to Lamillion.
Or, hot take, give it to Bakugo.
Give it to Bakugo, shit.
That nigga would. Because All Might even talked about it. He said, if I had to give my power to Todoroki. Holy shit.
Hey. But no, you know what? Go with the original idea, like All Might said, and give it to Lamillion.
We good.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Deku would have ended up... I don't know. I don't think he would have... I think things would have ended kind of bad for Deku then.
Deku would probably been like a sidekick, because he's still knowledgeable.
Yeah, I feel like he would still been knowledgeable, but he'd just be a side character then.
Basically, yeah.
Still getting bullied by Bakugo, but
yep,
a lot of shit wouldn't happen. Fuck. What if the Death Note went to L first? And then, not like,
then the Death Note would have been exterminated. L's not writing nobody's name.
Yeah.
L would have been like, oh, what is this? It's a notebook. And Ryuk is like, you can write people's name in it and they die. I don't want it.
Or Ryuk could have probably took it from L and then gave it to somebody else.
remember, the only way Ryuk can give that death note to someone else is if L gives up ownership. Until he gives up ownership, can't nobody else do nothing with that notebook. I mean,
yeah, I feel like Ryuk would tell him that though.
Right.
And you lose all your memories of it, and Ryuk just take it, give it to somebody else.
Yeah, but the thing about L is not going to have that. Because thing about it is, L literally said the Death Note is the most dangerous tool in the world.
Yeah, he was like, nope. But the thing about it is, if you own a Death Note and you destroy it, don't you die?
No. Who told you that? That was a fake rule somebody put in. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fake rule somebody put in.
Yeah, it was a fake rule.
It was a fake rule.
Hopping off the anime tip right now. Pause. What if in Avengers Endgame, what if T'Challa snapped instead of Tony?
So here's the thing though. Because in Endgame, that whole thing with Iron Man dying, snapping his fingers, using the freaking Infinity Gauntlet. In my honest opinion, because remember, when you use the Infinity Gauntlet, that ain't supposed to kill you.
Yeah.
But then again, he used like some kind of modified version of his gloves and things like that.
But I still
call bullshit, because you can hold on to the stone and it won't hurt you.
Yeah, it's just the fact that you used all that, like the stones cosmic are like cosmic power, so you're using all their power at once. It fucks up half your body. So it was like, I feel like if T'Challa snapped, all that power would have just got sucked into the vibranium.
I honestly feel that way too.
And he would use it as kinetic energy, because when power hits vibranium, it just gets absorbed and turned into kinetic energy, which he could expel off. So I do feel like he'll get hurt, but I don't think he would die, and then Tony wanted to die. And also, a black man saved the universe.
Black people always gotta save everybody. What the fuck?
Shit, an android saved the multiverse. Yeah, Apple. Top that.
Jesus.
But yeah, I feel like if T'Challa had a snap, I feel like Tony wouldn't have died, and we would have beat Thanos' bitch ass.
Yeah, but if he snapped, you ain't gotta fight Thanos. He gone.
Yeah, I'm talking about, yeah, like by the end of it, you know? Like that whole fight, everybody, you know, fighting or whatever. And bam. But we have to get, because, you know, Tony, his nanobots took the Infinity Stones off the gauntlet and put it on his glove that he made for the Infinity Stones. And then he's like, oh shit, I can't do it. And he ends up giving it to T'Challa, and T'Challa snaps. Tony's tech combined with the vibranium suit, handle that shit. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, freaking Thanos, I am inevitable. And he looks and he sees T'Challa, Wakanda forever.
Yeah. Oh, bitch. Yeah. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, those are some what if scenarios.
Also, I'm gonna kick your ass, because you ain't tell me nothing about season 2 what if done came out.
I thought you knew that. It's everywhere.
No.
Well, watch the shit. They already announced season 3 too.
God damn.
Because we'll watch them together.
Not tonight.
Still.
Okay. All right. Because you ain't tell me. Yeah. You normally would let me.
Do that.
I didn't know. Regardless of whether it's everywhere or not, I didn't know.
You need to watch Loki season 2.
I really do.
We both fuck it up.
It is, okay. Yeah. We both fucking up. It is what it is.
Yeah. Kick my nigga. Anyway, we gonna move on to JoJo Part 3. What is an anime fight you would really like to see?
I don't know. Because in all honesty, the anime fights just kind of feel like versus, and I don't like just these.
Okay. No, versus. I'm okay. We all talking about fights between two characters who come from the same universe, not like Saitama fighting Goku or whatever. Like two characters, like, okay, one example. We never got the Neji versus Sasuke fight, even though it was teased.
No, you know what, you're right. We never got the Neji versus Sasuke fight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I would love to see Madara fight Itachi. Even though I know Madara will probably win that fight is gonna last a long time. So
got one.
Shit,
I don't care. This is just straight up spite. I don't give a fuck. I want to see you to beat Mahito's ass.
Yeah. Yes.
That would have been.
I want to see. Lovely. I want to see Mahito get jumped and just get his ass whooped. I mean, I know it happened before, mm-hmm. but I want to see multiple niggas. I want to see at least five niggas stomping his ass out. That's what I want to see.
Right. On some JoJo Part 5 shit.
Shit, I want to see. I would like to see fucking Dio versus Diavolo.
That would be a good match. I would, because in all honesty, I would like to see that too.
Yeah, because I'm really keen on. I really like villain. I want to see villains fight. I like villain fights. Mm-hmm. Shit, I would love to see goddamn. This is wild as fuck, but I would love to see Janemba versus Harutagon.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I told you it was wild. Just put them in an empty universe and put them in like a simulation of a city and just had them go at it.
Wow. Mm-mm. Damn, Haru's gone. Fuck.
Janemba would be like, what the fuck?
But if I would have to be honest, now what, we just talking about regular fat-ass Janemba?
It'd be both.
Oh, so Super Janemba would be in too?
Yeah.
So if we looking at power levels and me just being fucking real with it, Super Janemba would win. Because it literally had to take a fusion to beat him, whereas it took Super Saiyan 3 Goku with a Dragon Fist to beat Harutagon.
Yeah.
And Goku turned Super Saiyan 3 to fight Janemba, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Super Janemba got that.
It's just that Harutagon got the size and shit, and he's also kind of fast. Just to be like, motherfucker has, like, they both can teleport. Weird type of teleport, but yeah, and I don't think Harutagon is gonna figure out how to really beat Janemba. But Janemba is smart; he just don't talk. Shit. I want to see Falcon Gundam versus Gundam Unicorn.
You want to see who?
Yeah, Domo and Kashi. Versus Gundam Unicorn.
You want to see the God Gundam, the Burning Gundam versus Gundam Burning. Unicorn.
Yep.
See, the thing about it is, I'm not knowledgeable with Gundam Unicorn, but I do know what it can do.
Yeah, I'm not that knowledgeable either, but I just got to bail. That probably already happened in freaking Build Fighters, but. Well, it hasn't, but it should.
Or I still need to watch the new Build Fighters anime, the one where they're in the virtual world.
Yeah. Man, I want to see Ash. I want to see Ash versus Gary. I want to see a rematch of Ash versus Gary, because every time Ash battled Gary, he lost. Yeah, I'm talking about Ash. I'm talking about Ash after Leon. But I know Gary became a fucking professor.
Fuck that shit. I want an Ash versus Richie rematch.
Yeah, because we never saw Richie again. Mm-mm. We seen Richie twice. Yeah, we seen Richie twice after that.
And Richie was that dude.
Yeah, Richie was just Ash. He just looked he just looked like Ash. His Pikachu's name was Bippy. The fuck?
His Charmander's name was Zippo.
Yeah. But Ash versus Richie. We never saw him again. I'm like, why?
Right. But, I mean, he was such a cool character to me.
Yeah. Cause we got all these other niggas came back, especially for that last tournament. Eight strongest fucking characters, eight strongest trainers in the world. I want a Gar versus Rock Lee rematch.
No, they cool now.
Yeah, they come to them things. They ain't gotta be bloodlusted. Shit. Damn. Everybody I can think of. I'm more keen on villains fighting. I would like to see. Even though I know this kind of would be a wash, well, not really a wash, but I would like to see Frieza versus Cell. I would like to see that.
Hopefully not current Frieza, because apparently current Frieza's the strongest.
Oh yeah, Black Frieza, yeah. Trained for 10 years in a time chamber. You just say, hey, what's good?
I mean, Frieza like, you see what I can do when I actually try?
Yeah, motherfuckers. The only one that I can really think of was like Mac. I would like to see like some mecha fights. Even if they are from the same, even if are from like different Gundam series, I would still, they still could happen technically.
Yeah. Because I would like, okay, so I can only name them through their actual names. Rala Crusade versus Reza Burrell. They're clones of each other, but they slick got the same Gundam. The Legend Gundam versus the Providence Gundam.
Ooh, the name, so. Mm-hmm. I would like to see Mifune versus Stein.
Mifune versus Stein?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Soul Eater.
Yeah.
Mifune versus Stein. Okay. That would be cool, but I feel like Stein will beat his ass. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Mifune, but Stein. We talking about someone that can resonate with Maka's dad, who is a Death Scythe.
Yeah. But I still feel like that thousand sword technique. I could see Stein probably having trouble with that. Maybe.
Not with a Death Scythe, dog. I'm sorry. Because remember, everybody's goal is to become a Death Scythe. Maka's dad already succeeded in being a Death Scythe. And the fact that Stein can resonate with him.
And that's the thing about Mifune. That's why I loved about he wasn't a Meister. He was just a strong-ass human.
Right.
Imagine that nigga really with a weapon. Like, well, yeah, y'all let us know some of y'all has to be in the same universe, but y'all let us know some of y'all favorite anime. Ain't gonna say I be anime, but some of your favorite fights that you actually like to see, either it's a rematch or it's two villains where they never met each other, you know, them type of fights.
Right.
All right, y'all, we're gonna move on. JoJo Part 4, which is kind of something that we talked about in my main Ron Wilson Random Step Bus Travel question. But why do you think so many people want nerds to stop being nerds?
Because they can't be nerds.
They can't be open with it because of the people in their environment.
That's it.
And they feel like they lose a lot. Because I feel like I've seen stories and articles and stuff about this girl was mad that her boyfriend was a YouTuber, and it's a real story. She was mad that he was a YouTuber and he made money from it. and he was a tech YouTuber, and he did a lot of videos about tech, and he did a lot of videos about teaching people how to use, you know, certain things, like how to use their computers when they get a new computer and stuff like that. Like, he was, and he made a lot of money from it, and it made him happy. It was his hobby. But she was just so embarrassed. She was so embarrassed about him being a YouTuber, and her friends were, you know, saying that he's like a loser and shit because he's a YouTuber. This is a real story. I see your face. Let me finish the confusion that you gaining right now. Okay, but so by the end of it, they ended up breaking up because she deleted his channel. And she screamed at him to get a real job. And he was trying to get his channel back. He did get his channel back. And he was like 500K subs. And he tech YouTuber did a lot of shit. I wish I could find him. But yeah. And by the end of it, they broke up and he kept going on and he eventually hit a million. Go ahead, collect your thoughts.
Oh no, my thoughts are collected. I was just waiting on you to finish.
Oh yeah, I'm done. Yeah, go ahead.
Bitch.
That's first thing?
Yes, that is the first thing. Bitch. Like, really? Your friends are embarrassed because you got a boyfriend who does what he loves. And not only he does what he loves, it looks like he making bank off that bitch too.
Especially in tech.
Meaning it's people sending shit to his house, say, hey, check this out, tell me what you think about it, that type of shit, and you are worried about what the fuck your friends think, where they man at.
Yeah, she didn't like it either. She felt the embarrassed that he was doing it too. It was like, I'm like, damn, it's like he's taking care of stuff,
right? That's the thing, bro. I really don't get people like that. Like, bro, look at your environment. Look where the fuck you live. Look what you're doing with yourself. And you're worried because of what he's... Do you realize that when he loses that, y'all lose that? Y'all lose that living environment? Y'all lose that solace? Y'all lose that comfort? All because this man found a way to do what he loves and make money off of it? In all honesty, I feel like that's what we all need to strive to do. Do what the hell we love, but make some funds off that bitch. Like, really?
Yeah, but don't let your hobby, even if it do make you happy and whatever, don't let that shit burn you out. And you start hating your job. That happens to a lot of YouTubers. But at the same time, once you get that balance, you'll be straight. What the fuck is this? Oh, that's my light. It went red on my hand, but yeah, I just don't understand why does it offend you so bad?
I keep trying to tell you it's because okay. So here's the thing, and it's just me being real with it. I can't stand having to talk to the people who always want to seem like the validation has to deal with the people who you hang out with. People be like, my girlfriend pretty, my girlfriend pretty. Why in the hell are you trying to get a pretty girlfriend? Why, so it's something your friends can approve of? Bruh, let me tell you something right now, dog. And this is me being real with it. This dude right here, this is my best friend. This my brother. And I trust him around my lady. And I'm sure he trusts me around. And I'm sure he trusts me around his lady as well. The thing about that is that that's how it should be. But it don't matter how cute or pretty it is. This is my dude's lady. And I will treat her with respect, just like how I would expect him to treat mine with respect. But the fact that here's the thing. If you don't want to live in luxury just because your man is saying this computer is awesome, get the fuck out.
Because yeah, I just don't understand
it. Like I don't understand it either. Like, I really don't. Like, that's so stupid. Like, 500K, the man was making money. When you at 500K and you are consistently popping out videos, you getting some money.
Yeah, they think of the damn sponsorships. You
the sponsorships, you look, the company sending you shit.
Bro, you looking at every new, you looking at damn near every new phone, every new game system, handhelds, computers, shit, monitors. Like, tech is, I want to be a tech tuber at one point. Cause it's just cool. You just look at all this cool shit. So it's like, bro, like, I just, it's just people see that type of stuff as either, like, the word childish get thrown around a
That's
lot.
That's not fucking, oh my God.
People like excluding like him, but like same time, it's like when it comes down to like games and anime, it's like super ignorant people who don't understand it, think it's weird because you didn't grow up in it. And it's like you did, but as you got older, the adults around you told you that, hey, you're an adult now, you can't do this anymore. Cause that's not what adults
that
do.
That is bullshit. Because like real talk, that is bullshit. And I can't
the previous generations.
Okay, I get it. Previous generations, generational curse. It's gotta stop somewhere. Like real talk, the whole previous generation, that's the thing about it. And that's why I love most of our millennials. Most millennials and Gen Zs are breaking generational curses. Like real talk.
And they showing like these older generations that the things that we love can bring us happiness and bring us the wealth that we want.
Right. Also, another thing, and I just found this out. Did you guys know that millennial dads are spending more time with their children than previous generations? Because the thing about it is they interview people from previous generations, which is Gen X's and boomers, and ask them, have you ever changed the diaper? They said no. Most of the generation said no, I've never changed the diaper. But if you ask a millennial dad that, they said they changed the diaper. Like real talk. The generational curses are being broken, people. They are being shattered.
I understand why they never changed the diapers, because it was like, oh, that's a woman thing. Woman supposed to take care of the child, and I'm supposed to be working and providing. And also, it's like, I ain't got time to do that. I ain't got time to change the diaper. I ain't home. We only got one stream of income, and that's me.
Like, not to mention everything was cheaper back then, so you could afford to do that shit. Like real talk, everything was cheaper back then, so you could afford to do that shit. But in these days, you gonna need a two house. You gonna need a two person income to run a house. You gonna need a two,
especially people. A house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna need a two person income to run a house. One person can't just strive like that.
Unless you work at two, three jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta work yourself to the bone just to afford an apartment and just the rent. We ain't talking about utilities.
Right. You gotta work to the bone. Or pray that you get a job that pays you well.
Yeah, exactly. And then a lot of these days, we really can't do that. We got a job. There's people out here with two, three jobs and still struggling. Still got a side hustle.
Right, and that's insane. That's crazy. The fact that you got two or three jobs, but you still trying to find yourself a side hustle is crazy. Now I understand maybe the two or three jobs you ain't fucking with, but the fact that you still trying to do a side hustle even though you got two to three jobs is crazy. I mean, you ain't got no free time. Because think about it, we shouldn't be out here working to survive. We should be out here working to live.
Yeah, and back then, majority of those people, they lived just to work. And it was like a lot of time they ain't had no social life. That's why you see like a lot of old folks, like, a lot of old folks that like people older than our parents.
Boomers.
You know, yeah, they don't have friends. I ain't saying all, but a lot of times they don't have friends. They don't do anything. Their bodies is beat up and broken, you know, and can't work. but then they just living off that retirement, or they living with family and stuff like that. And they sometimes, some of them could be the most bitterest, meanest motherfucking people.
And here's the thing though, and wise words from my grandfather. He said, if you are in trouble and you can't go back home, you're a piece of shit.
Damn.
Like real talk. He said, you have got to have done something so fucked up to where your family don't even want you there no more. Now, I understand that there are different situations because some families just pieces of shit. But in the general scheme of things, he's right. Like, if you fucked up that bad in your life to where you can't even go home when you need to, that's a problem. That is a huge, huge problem. Because apparently he heard my situation from my aunt. He heard my situation. And he just came and he literally said, well, you were able to come home. They welcomed you with open arms. And I said, yeah. Because, you know, I was still discouraged. Because I was like, bro, I'm like 30. I'm 32 now. Like, I'm 32 now. I'm back home. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't seeing myself doing this. But then he said those words. He said, if you cannot even go home when you are in dire need, you fucked up somewhere. In the general picture. Now, in special cases where someone had to leave the house to get away from the stress, I understand that.
Yeah.
But in the general picture, he's right. Like, real talk. You got your family at home and everything, and you think you can go back home, but your family like, no, you fucked up somewhere. And I was like, damn, like, because at first I was like, damn, I never really thought about it like that, because I didn't. Like, real talk, I didn't think about it like that. I was like, damn, he's right.
Yeah, because I knew I could. I mean, I didn't want to, but I'm 30 now, and I'm living with my mom, and me and this guy used to live together, and we live with two other people, and that's a whole different fucking anime arc that we're not going to elaborate on. But yeah, when we left, you know, I'm kind of glad. I mean, I knew I could come home. I was gone for 4 years, but I knew I could come home, but I didn't want to. But I had to.
Right, same.
And I'm glad. And think about this, I'm glad I did, because my mom, you know, she got COVID, and wasn't nobody really here to take care of her. And then, you know, she told me that, I'm glad you moved back here because you saved my life. And I was like, damn, what would happen if I didn't come back, you know?
Right.
So it was like, I thought of it that way. But at the same time, like, on the general retrospect, I, you know, we're at an age to where
we got to lead in this.
Yeah, we're at an age to where we're not really supposed to be here, but because of a lot of others, I know it may sound like excuses to like you older folk, but at the same time, it's hard. You really can't afford to live by yourself.
Not as much anymore.
As much as I want to live by myself.
Thanks.
As much as I want to live by myself, can't really afford to. And I got a pretty good, and I make good money at my job. I do. But at the same time, I make good money, but at the same time, it still ain't good enough for a lot of this shit that's going on around here.
Thanks. And that's the crazy part. Like, I don't enjoy that at all. Like, whatsoever. I don't enjoy that shit at all. So yeah, that's the thing. Because it's like what I said, I feel like, okay, so here's the thing. Two of the main reasons why I feel like people want us to grow up. One, you're mad because you couldn't express yourself like how we express ourselves now. That's one. Two, you're stuck in your ways. Get with the fucking times. We ain't in your generation no more. It don't cost a nickel to go to the movie theaters anymore. We're not in your generation anymore. Things are different. You have to get with the times. You gotta realize that the things that probably couldn't make money back then, you can probably make bank now.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like there are people who are so there. There's literally like a study on this, like a psychiatric, like real study on it. How you see how we try to, you see how we got older people who we have to teach them how to use stuff. And they get, and then if it has like more than one or two steps, then they just say fuck it.
Yep.
My uncle is like that. My uncle is technology illiterate. Like if something don't work, his my little cousin the same way. If something don't work the first time, if they can't figure it out, they give up on it. And they just say fuck it. It's just like,
here's the thing,
man. And it'd be the most simplest shit, but to them it's not simple because the way it looks and the way how everything moves, how it looks, how colorful it is, how just like once you get it down pat, you can sit there and do it, dog. You want to want to work right then.
And here's the thing that a lot of people need to understand also about our generation. We are the generation that Slick brought in the main home consoles.
Oh, yeah.
We are also the generation that had to deal with playing video games with little siblings, cousins, and friends. Meaning, we were the generation that dealt with cords. And every single time we would have a lot of people over, cords would get tangled. And who was the motherfucker that had to untangle that shit?
Me, bitch.
And who was frustrated because sometimes they couldn't get that shit untangled?
Me, bitch.
But guess what? Did we give up?
Nah.
Because
I'm playing a motherfucking game.
Because we want to play the game.
I'm playing a motherfucking game.
Exactly my point.
I'm done with my homework.
Exactly my point. So
we are the last generation to not. We are basically the last generation to grow up without. We are basically the generation that saw technology
evolve to what it is.
Yeah, and but sometimes it fucks us up to see like the computers that we had when the computers and desktops we had when we were kids. Them bitches are like in museums now.
Oh, I know.
That shit, I was like, damn, like, you know, the Apple computers with the colorful backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
like the colorful modern CPUs, them bitches in museums now, all the colors. I'm like, damn, there was an orange one, there was a purple one. I only saw the blue and the red. I'm like, damn.
Yep.
But it's like, it's the whole thing of the first thing they say is it's childish, especially if you're a young black boy, it's childish and girls won't like you. I got told that a lot.
You want to know something? I got told that as well. But here's something I would like to say. First and foremost, because somebody tried to bait me with that bullshit with sports. A coach literally told me, if you play football, you can get you a girlfriend. First of all,
why she gotta like me for the fact that I play ball? Why she can't like me for me?
Exactly.
Come on, coach.
Exactly. Now, here's my thing. Although, yes, I am built like a football player, never played the sport. Never played the goddamn sport. Unless you count playing football with some neighborhood friends back when I was a kid. But I never professionally played football, whether in high school, college, or professionally.
Never did it. I never played for a school, but I did play for a city team.
Nope.
But I only did it because I was basically pressured into doing it.
You can try and pressure me all you want. When I say no, I say no. And that's the one thing. Once again, shout out to my mom. My mom knew I didn't want to do none of that bullshit that them people try to spew at me. My mom knew that. Like, real talk. That's why she didn't force me. That's, look, the only thing, because the thing about it is, she would listen to me. That's the thing. She would listen to me. Gav, you want to play basketball? No. Gav, you want to play football? No. Gav, you want to join this martial arts club? Yes. Gav, you want to be in Boy Scouts? Yes.
Are you in Boy Scouts?
For a while. Yeah, for a while. I was in Boy Scouts for a minute. And I also did a Taekwondo class for a minute.
Yeah, because it's something different.
Yes, it's different. It piqued my interest. Football and basketball don't do that for me.
Like, only sport I've tried to play in high school was tennis. And I genuinely liked it. Like, it's the whole thing of, like, it's... My folks, my mom, grandparents and stuff, people you and your friends need to go outside and throw around a ball or something. I'm like, yeah, we go outside a lot. I used to go outside a lot and play with my friends a lot, but when we came back in the house, we get on the game. Yeah, because number one, it's either hot outside, it's raining.
Now here's my thing though, like real talk, because I definitely gotta say this, because maybe this is a Mandela effect for me. When I was a kid, for some reason the weather did not faze me. Like real talk, the weather.
As a kid,
the weather did not faze me. I can't go, it's too hot. Like I don't ever remember me as a kid saying it's too hot.
Like we'll go, like if it was hot, we go inside to get some water or something. And then come back outside.
Go inside to get some water? No, bro. We go straight from the faucet. What you talking about?
Oh, yeah. The water hose.
Yeah, bro.
But the thing about it is, we didn't go inside because, like, y'all can come inside that house. You either stay in or you stay in out. Which one you going to pick?
You stay the fuck out.
Why that? Drink that water from the water hose.
Yeah, drink the water from the water hose, because that's exactly what the fuck I did. Like, seriously. So the thing, yes, we was the final because another thing, we were the final generation to go outside freely and use our imaginations to do shit. Because like real talk, because like, okay, I'm not saying when people go outside, I'm not saying it's dead, because think about it is, parks still exist.
Yeah, kids still go outside.
Yeah, kids still go outside, but how much you want to bet they got something attached to them somewhere?
Like either got, well, because like now kids now it's like, remember when we lived together, kids was outside every day, but they had bikes, they had hula hoops, like their parents would make them go outside and make it fun. Like right. That's the thing about a kid, is like a kid every five, they think about how am I gonna stimulate myself in the next fucking 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're gonna go outside, have something structured, or just everybody play freely, get somebody a ball, get somebody some skates, fucking skateboards, bikes, like hula hoops, jump ropes, like shit. Like this lady would, like we stayed in Sunchase. Like that lady will have all the kids outside. They got the door open and they like blasting music outside. They grilling outside. All the kids outside playing and stuff like that. Like and the adults were there and they were alert, making sure nothing bad happened. Like. That's the type of shit we grew up with.
Yeah, it is.
So cookouts, it's like
cookouts and shit and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, neighborhood getting together, everybody know each other. There's a sense of community in the neighborhood. Right. And there's a lot of neighborhoods that ain't like that. Most motherfuckers don't even know their neighbors. They scared of them. They think they weird or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I feel like we don't necessarily have to conform to what the central norms are of the world.
No.
Just because you are an adult doesn't, like I said before, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you have to let go of the things that you loved as a child. It's okay to like anime. It's okay to like comics. It's okay to like freaking figurines or whatever. As long as that stuff isn't, as long as you haven't got to a point where it is detrimental to your life in some way, and you ain't hurting nobody or hurting yourself, keep doing the shit that you want to do. Like it's always the older folk or sometimes people your age telling you that you don't need to be doing what you're doing. I've had older people tell me to stop gloving. I've had people my age tell me to stop gloving because it looks stupid. I've heard people say that shit looks stupid. It's just like, but yeah, but you don't live in that world. You don't live in that world. You're not experienced in it. So of course you're gonna be ignorant to it and you're gonna think it looks stupid. When we ask to go out there and do it and be in that world and be in those spaces with those nerds that you don't like so much, you can understand how much they like this stuff. And it is up to you to make that choice of you don't have to like these things, but you can at least acknowledge the fact that these people are actually doing something that they love just like you are. I mean, shit, y'all niggas who are freaking high maintenance fucking or extreme sports fans, y'all watch all the games, y'all watch the highlights, y'all know damn near every team, y'all know the times and stuff these people are getting ready to play, y'all know freaking points, y'all know how many points a player got in a game. Like, y'all don't think that's like obsessive. Similar to us? Y'all don't think that's similar to us? How there are some anime fans who can sit there and be like, hey, in this chapter, in Dragon Ball chapter 237, this and this happened. Y'all could do the same shit when it comes down to football and basketball, where y'all can literally say that, hey, he did this play, and he made this amount of points in this game. Y'all have heated debates about sports. Heated. You not watch ESPN with like four niggas sitting at a goddamn desk like it's channel fucking news and talk about one player and how good y'all think he is, how bad you think he is, how much he scored. Y'all don't think that's the same shit we be doing, but just with a different form of media?
Right.
Y'all do the same shit, but to the world, sports and all that shit is normal. I've seen these Super Bowl fucking parties and these freaking like Super Bowl like live Super Bowl like turnouts and shit. There's thousands of people here. All to watch niggas throw balls. Like, yep. People out here, they painted up, got the signs, freaking beefing with other people who on the other team that they don't like.
You motherfuckers are technically cosplaying.
Y'all niggas will fight over a player that don't even know you. And guess what? Anime fans do the same shit. Mm-hmm. I say Goku can't breathe in space and y'all niggas ready to crucify me when it's a fact. So it's like, go ahead and laugh. I see your mouth.
I don't have to laugh.
But same time, it's like, y'all do the same shit we do. We got toxic fans. Y'all got toxic fans. It's just that in the eyes of the world, fucking sports and like sports and politics, religion, like all that shit is like normal. Like, y'all do the same shit with politicians. Y'all do the same shit with political parties. Y'all sit here and watch these goddamn political debates and all these hearings and all this shit and be in the know of everything political going on in the world right now. Ain't that a fan? So it's like
message.
So is the shit that we really doing that much different? It's just that our shit's animated. Y'all shit ain't.
That's it.
It's just because it's animated doesn't necessarily it's for kids.
No, it's not for kids.
Just because you see these big mechs fighting each other and then they come together in a drill and that shit come in and put that, don't that shit look cool? Like, even if you, I know people like, hey, I don't like anime, but sometimes that animation look dope. Or sometimes the shit looks cool. Like, I be thinking like, doesn't that shit look cool? Even if you don't like it, I can admit that there's anime stuff that I don't like. But when I see a nice ass fight scene or just beautiful animation, I can appreciate it. It's like, damn, I don't fuck with One Piece like that. But that Luffy versus fucking Kaido fight was dope. It looked cool, and I still can appreciate it.
Did it look cool? I ain't watching it like that, but it looked cool. So it's like y'all do the same shit we do. It's just y'all shit more involves real people that don't know you and don't give a fuck about you, really.
Just your money.
Y'all do the same shit with freaking celebrities. Y'all do the same shit with music artists and celebrities. Y'all be in these niggas' lives like more, like y'all the goddamn police. Y'all be government officials looking into their lives, trying to see who they dating, who they fucking, what they said on a tweet. Hey, y'all mean to tell me that y'all ain't fans? That y'all ain't obsessed like y'all call us? That y'all ain't weird like y'all call us? Come on, man. Get the shit right. I'm done with my rant. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
You can make that whole part, a whole separate video, a whole clip.
No,
I'm not. Be like, no. I mean, good.
Yeah, no, I could. I'm not, though. Yeah, I mean, shit, you basically said everything. You basically said everything that need to be said, in all honesty and fairness. Like the whole situation, because you know we talk about that whole shit with celebrities and stuff like that. Like, I don't know how you so obsessed with these celebrities. They don't even know who the fuck you are. Like real talk. You can go to their concert. You can follow them on Twitter, but that does not mean they will invite you any goddamn where for free. So
hey, goddamn, like some, like y'all like these celebrities so much that be like they could jump off a goddamn mountain and you'll go right with them.
Okay, that's enough. We're gonna go ahead and go on to our closing statements right there. That's enough.
But yeah,
that's enough.
But at the end of the day, keep liking what you like, man. Like I said, as long as you ain't hurt nobody, as long as you make you happy, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
That part.
I took your job. I'm sorry. But yeah, y'all. I am my brother. You got anything left to say before we do our closing statements and get the fuck out of here?
Absolutely not. You got it.
All right, y'all, we're gonna see y'all next time for another episode of Ram Breaks Podcast. We appreciate y'all coming out, saying stuff and doing stuff. Leave a comment on any topic that y'all were the most interested in. And yeah, make sure you hit that description box, go down there to all our social media platforms and hit down there, hit that follow button, check us out. You ain't got, you know, share some stuff. You know, if you made it this far in the podcast, make sure you like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell, hit that subscribe button, get your confetti prize. And we'll see y'all in the next one. This your boy, Spiky Fox, a.k.a. Mr. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus driver. I'm here with the six-wheel drive, and me and my bro about to get the fuck out of here, and you finna get the hell off the bus.
Well, yeah. Well, all right, y'all. Y'all already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another Realm Broken. Thank y'all so much for coming out, you know, chilling with us and, you know, enjoying our company as we enjoyed your company. You already said the important stuff, so you already know what I'm about to say. As always, we appreciate y'all, and we'll see y'all again for another one. As always, we are Realm Breakers, so remember to keep breaking all the realms.
Fucking the multiverse up.
And we will catch you guys in the next one. And we out. Peace.